Good night, fold asleep in time. Corvin Hayes, Lord Hayes, got my court, da 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 da. I'm your dancing monkey for tonight. So, pal, mose, spell P-I-O-M-O-T-H-E. Pal Moth was an archaeologist and studied psychology because one must know how to navigate the mental and emotional atmospheres in order to get what you want out of some of these temples. For sure, for sure. Been to all kinds of places, low and high, deep and wide, even got trapped in a couple of caves by accident. Those were whoopsies. He's a lot more careful now that he has to be so careful how he walks. He doesn't do much of the archaeology now. Oh, but the psychology he must deal with all day, every day, and sometimes more than he would like to. He doesn't go exploring anything anymore. He just wanders. He doesn't even know where he is right now. He doesn't care in the slightest. He has grown accustomed to the nomad lifestyle and barely even carries a bag. Walks everywhere. Gets rides from people that can feel his heart as they drive by and they stop to check on him. Hey, hon, are you all right? You need some help with anything? And he says, well, ma'am, it would be delightful if I could get a ride up to this nearest store. And she says, oh, hon, you gotta get in. She knows. She can feel him. And he is a deep person. His thoughts know no bounds. They leap and frog from one lily pad to the next, never ending. And the only thing he can do is just let go and let the frog keep riveting. The water continue to ripple, the lily pads bouncing, and him trusting that they won't go under the water when he lands. He always makes the place nicer on the way through. Turns out, it's his favorite thing to do. Decades, at least two or more, he'd been seeking and searching, looking for the answers in every hidden crevice he could find, because all that was out there today just didn't add up in his mind. And he was no fool, and he would never believe a word you said to him, but he would hear everyone. you better believe he was thinking about what you said. And was it a mistake when you thought he wasn't? Because when those that didn't believe he was listening tried to tell him anything, it turned out those were the people that liked to tell too much, because there weren't that many that were able to handle hearing what they had to say. And those are the days, usually nights, when Pow Mov would make a friend. Somebody blaring their insecurity out at anyone that would take it. Entirely unaware of just how ferocious their energy would be. Even here for it. He could see, sense, feel, taste their pain, and there was just a something about it that he always had loved. But at least up until about 38 years old, Pal just didn't understand why, and he hated himself for it. These good people, and I enjoy their pain. What's wrong with me? He would think. Not all the time, but at least for a good many hours after any interaction. It is because these people had no one to play with, and so those parts of their brains hadn't grown, and they've been suffering in a society that wants nothing to do with them because they are so different. Bitterness grows and grows. Insecurity mounts. It binds you. Break free from the insecurity, he thought to himself one day. Night. Who knows? To Pow Mov, they are the same thing. These folk, he thought, blare and glare their insecurities because they are simply begging, screaming internally for help, unsure of how to ask for it, because so many of those times that they called out, "Please, somebody help me," everyone always did to them what they now do to everyone.